بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، الصحابي كالنجوم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. Because of iman, we have firm faith in Quran Kareem, in the way and life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Shariat of Islam. And because of iman, we have got the solutions for all the problems. Whether due to our negligence we do not implement that, that's our present crisis. But solutions definitely we have. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressing the Sahaba, stated, I know of a person, I know his father's name, and I know this person will go to Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I know this person's name, he will go to Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I know his mother's name, this person will go to Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that I know his daughter's name, this person will go to Jannah. Sahaba asked, who is this person? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he is Abu Bakr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, he will go to Jannah. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, that you take great pains in narrating this fact. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in your eyes, must be held in very high esteem, in a lofty position. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affirmed this. We are discussing Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu before he became Khalifa. After the Battle of Badr, a year later in Ramzan again, the Battle of Uhud took place. The Kufar Mushriks, they came with 3,000 strong to face the Muslims. Why? Because they had been defeated in Badr. And the role of Abu Bakr in Badr I have explained to you. In Uhud, it is stated when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was injured, it was in this battle that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tooth was made shaheed. He was bleeding, blood was over his face. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had fallen down. A scholar of hadith, Hakim, says that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who recognized Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was the first person to recognize Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fallen down, laying down, and he together with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala who helped Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to get on his feet again. Why this is important? It is very simple. Because in every battle, that when the people, when the followers see their leader, they have courage and himmat and valor. And when they do not see their guide and the one who is instructing them, then they lose hope, their morals go down. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who immediately picked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba saw him, and once again they came into battle. Respected elders, in those days, in all the battles between the Muslims and the Kuffar, in fact, during the battles of that age,
before the main battle, before the main battle, what they should do is the two parties, they should send out men. Sometimes three from this side, three from this side, sometimes five, five, sometimes ten, ten, depending on the agreement. And these three, three should fight first. They should have combat first. Then the main battle should start. So in this preamble fight of Uhud, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and his son, Hazrat Abdul Rahman radiallahu ta'ala and who, at that time he was fighting on the side of the Kuffar. He came out to represent the Kuffar. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and who came out for the Muslims. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ya Abu Bakr, remember what is happening here. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and who is coming out in this dual combat against his own blood son. Is he coming there to kiss him? Is he coming there to embrace him? Is he coming there to welcome him? Is he going out there to invite him for some festival? He is going out there for combat. He is going out there, and those battles, one of them, it was necessary, in fact, most of the time, one of them should die." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ya Abu Bakr, sheath your sword. You'll be more beneficial for us here. Sheath your sword." From the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what we deduce? That Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was serious about this matter. He had even taken out his sword and was going forward. Not that he's going forward to negotiate with his son or discuss with his son or to talk to his son. No, he took out his sword and is going forward. Today you and I consider what we are doing. Son is going across the borders of Islam. The son or the daughter going for un-Islamic festivals. The son or the daughter doing wrong. The wife is dressing putridly. We ourselves are doing wrong. Who is there to say them one word? The father does not have the courage to ask his own daughter, "Oh my daughter, why are you coming so late from wherever? Oh my son, what are you doing with the vehicle that I gave you? Why are you coming so late?" Why? Because the parents have got their own agendas. That is why they allow the sons to have their own agendas. While the sons and the daughters are busy in un-Islamic evil ways, they are also doing what they want to do, contrary to Islam. So, afraid of admonishing the son or the daughter of the wife. Why? Because they will turn around and say, "What are you doing?" Then what the parent is going to do? But if the father is making salah, if the father is striving in the path of Allah, if the father is frequenting the masjid, if the father is going out in the path of Allah to raise the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the father is making zikr, Quran tilawat, then he's got all authority to say, "Son, come, read Quran." And how we encourage our children to read Quran? I must divert and explain this point. Say, "Do this." When the son does not do it, say, "I'll make you read Quran." So the youngster, he feels that punishment, it is punishment to read Quran. How you can bring, and how I can bring the love of Quran in the child's heart when we've got this psychological attitude? Instead of saying, "Read Quran, we get so much sawab. Read Quran, mercy will come into our house. Read Quran, the difficulty in our house will go away. Read Quran, Allah will be happy with us. Read Quran, this is the constitution of life." No. You don't want to do that. I'll make you read Quran. So he grows up in like this also. That Quran is punishment for me. Then how can he love Quran? Then came the battle of the trench, the battle of the ditch, or the battle of Khandaq. It is stated that the Kuffar and Mushrikeen wanted to attack Madinatul Munawwara on the advice and mashwara of Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Muslims, they dug a trench around Medina on one side. One side was blocked by valleys and hills, etc. They had all the sides covered. the open side they dug trenches. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who was in charge of one of those contingents. There were various contingents at various places. It is stated that during the time of Hazrat Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali, where Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who had his contingent, there was a masjid, Masjid al-Siddiq. These days there are still various masajids there, about 7 of them, and they have got them named. Masjid Abu Bakr, Masjid Umar, Masjid Fatima, where the various tents were pitched. Then, subsequently, came the time for Hudaybiyah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with 1,400 Sahaba proceeded towards Hudaybiyah with the intention of making Umrah. Hudaybiyah is near Makkah. When they came near Makkatul Mukarramah, they came to know that the Kuffar had blocked them, their route. They camped at a place called Hudaybiyah. Now negotiations began. Remember that this peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, this pact of Hudaybiyah, is very crucial and very important. And especially for us in South Africa, in this political atmosphere. A person should make research about it. Guidelines of this research should be that what were the conditions in Hudaybiyah? What are the positions of the Muslim and the Kuffar? The Muslims in the minority, the Kuffar in the majority. And if you want to learn about negotiation, process of negotiation, methodology of negotiation, patience in negotiation, then Hudaybiyah has got everything. Has got everything there. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sending envoys, was receiving envoys, was sending delegations to go negotiate with those Kuffar in Makkah, and they were sending people. One was Urwa bin Masud. He came, and while negotiating with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while discussing with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he threatened. He tried to show that they are powerful and they are strong, and they are in Makkah, the Kuffar are prepared for war. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala told him, why he could not see this, a person speaking rudely to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could not see that a person addressing Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this fashion, in this manner. Understand this point. Deen, we have to protect. And how do we protect deen? By practicing it properly. And by seeing that others practice it. And especially our children, our wives, our kids and kids. You see that Islam is now going to them. And do not be pleased when the children flounder Islam. Do not be pleased when the children do not behave like how they're supposed to be behaving. We should be sorrowful about it, grieve about it. Then we will reform and change. But if they are dressing nakedly and you buy them naked clothing, and then you want spiritual progress, that is contrary to reason and logic. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who interjected. And he told Urwa, he told him, O idol worshipper, remember, he's addressing the delegate. Remember what he's saying, that, O idol worshipper, they are in the minority sitting in Hudaybiyah, Kuffara there in Mecca, fully equipped, ready to so-called pounce on the Muslims. Still tells him, O idol worshipper, O worshipper of Lat and Uzza, they should worship Lat and Uzza. Tells him that if you are prepared for war, remember, we will spare nothing to support Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will spare nothing to support Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning they will give their property, their lives, their blood, everything for protection of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Urwa said, who is this person who addresses like this? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that is the son of Abu Quhafa, father of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. So Urwa said that I wanted to reply him, but because of what Abu Bakr has done for us, His ihsan on us, His favors on us, I will let this pass. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent one delegation to them. And the kuffar of Mecca, they broke the legs of the camel of the delegate and returned the delegate. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still patiently waited. And it was this time that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the mashwara of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when the delegations come, we must be clear on our point that we have come not for war, but we have come to make Umrah, we have come to make Tawaf of Baytullah, we have come there to make Ibadat in the Haram. That is all. We have not come for war. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acted accordingly. Stated, Allama Suyuti writes one place, and he quotes a hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make constant mashwara with Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. With Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. And also, he quotes another hadith. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that as far as interpretations of dreams is concerned, they should inquire from Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Both Sahaba, they narrate that when they wanted to learn about genealogy, about progeny, whose father is who and who was his mother and so on, the chain. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a noted famous expert on genealogy amongst the Arabs. At that point, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Mecca to negotiate. The people of Mecca received him and they told him that we respect you, you can make tawaf and you can go back. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala said that I will not make tawaf until my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes tawaf. I have not come here to make tawaf. No. I will make tawaf after Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes tawaf. Finally, the peace treaty was drawn up, allowing the Muslims to make Umrah and go back. And the peace treaty, when it was drawn up and it was signed by Abu Bakr, Ali, Umar, Talha, Zubair, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas signed the peace treaty. Why Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not sign it? Because he could not read and write. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala wrote the peace treaty out as dictated by them. And there is also an incident there which is very interesting to narrate. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who went to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and told him that, "Ya Abu Bakr, do you see the clauses of the treaty? How can we accept such clauses? This is not victory for us. These people are taking advantage over us. How can we sign that?" Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala told him in very nice words that hold fast to the stirrup of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Really hold fast to what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing. Definitely he is doing right. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ya Rasulullah, these people are taking undue advantage over this treaty." Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I am inspired." Once Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala heard that, he said, "No question asked. Today we have got that whole inspired deed in front of us. How to behave, what to do, what are we doing?" On the return from Hudaybiyah, the surah Al-Fath was revealed. Izajah was revealed. It is stated that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who began to cry. And this proves that he had great knowledge of the Quran al-Kareem interpretation. The people inquired, "Why are you crying?" He said that this surah is pointing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, duty and responsibility on us is going to be over soon, and he's going to leave us soon, and his task is going to be accomplished soon. This surah is indicating that. It is pointing in that direction. No other person around saw the indication like how Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala saw it. Conquest of Mecca took place subsequently. 2 years later, conquest of Mecca took place. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who brought his father, aging father, Abu Quhafa to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told, "Ya Rasulullah, invite my father towards Islam." Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, "Your father is so old, why do you bring him here? You should have told me, I should have went to him. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who said that, Ya Rasulullah, that he is deserving of your presence to come to you, not the other way around. This is what happens everywhere too. People phone, the alims must run around, the ulama must run around to this door and to this door. When we begin to respect the ulama, and when we call the ulama, and when we go to the ulama with respect, then we will benefit from their knowledge. Not push them around like footballs. Love of the ulama, go to them, seek knowledge, sit in their company, sit in the company of the righteous. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his blessed hand and put it on the chest of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, his father. And he said, accept Islam. Immediately Abu Qahafa, father of Abu Bakr, accepted Islam. It is stated that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the only Khalifa who became Khalifa during the lifetime of his father. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our efforts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding of deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us unity, love, brotherhood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove petty differences from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to become steadfast in salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability during these times to make dua. One point before I conclude, the conquest of Mecca, when it took place, that is peace. Everybody is talking of peace. We are for peace. The conquest of Mecca, we have to read what has been said there, what has been discussed there, what has been stated there, what transpired there. Then we realize what is peace and how peace was executed there, what was done during that time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice these. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.